Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Gimel Omud Beis, and we will finish up today Simen Samach Tes. We begin the very top line of Kuf Gimel Omud Beis in the middle of the line with the words of the Mechaber. This is a continued discussion really from yesterday where we talked about the unique din of where somebody didn't daven with a minyan, or a whole bunch of people didn't daven with a minyan, and now they get together and they want to say Kaddish and Kedusha and even the Shemoneh Esrei and other parts of the davening, which they've already said, but didn't say the Dvarim Shebikdusha. So Mechaber writes, and he says, "Umikol makom im oso shalosh shama baki lifros al shma." If the person who wasn't yet yotze, he hadn't yet davened, is now there in the shul, and he has nine other people who did daven, the lavo lifnei ateva, and he wants to go and be the one to say the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, so he can say Kedusha, Mutav Sheyifros, it's better that he be the one to say the Shema, the Kedusha, the Baruch Hu, the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, V'yavol Lefnei Ateva, and say the Shemoneh Esrei, as opposed to Mishiyifros V'yavol Lefnei Ateva Acher, as opposed to somebody else should go up and do that, Shekvar Shoma, who's already heard it. Now, we pointed out yesterday that technically anybody can do this, but now the Mechaber is saying that in this situation, it is preferable that the person who hasn't yet been Yotze, he should be the one to actually say the Poris HaShema and Over Lefnei Ateva, rather than letting somebody else do this. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph writes, Mutav Sheyifros, it's better that he be the one to do this rather than someone else. And the Mishneh Berurah writes, V'yachshav Noagu Shela Olam Ho'avelim Parsim Shema. In the time of the Mishneh Berurah, the custom was that if there was an Avil there, he would be the one that would say this. Afilu shamu v'yeshacha shalosh shama. And this was true, even if the Avil had already heard it, he had already davened, and the person he was saying it for had not yet davened. Mishneh Berurah writes, ve'inenu nochon. This isn't correct. And this is the opinion, ken kos of the Magen Avraham. However, he does bring down the Prima Gadim, who is Yishev HaMinog, who said that there is a way to be Yashiv the Minog, because there isn't any time to necessarily go around and asking after the silent Shemoneh Esrei is done who is able to go and do this. However, if there is time to do this, and there is somebody there who hasn't yet davened and he knows how to go and say this out loud, he would be certainly the preferable person to go and do this rather than somebody who has already been Yotze, even if that person is an Avil. This concludes the Mechaber. Now the Ramah adds his comments. Hagah, umish over lefnei ateva. If there is somebody that goes up in front of the teva to do this mini Shemoneh Esrei, to say the Kedusha, the Omar Shalosh HaBrachos Rishonos, he says the first two brachos, then he says the Kedusha, then he says the third bracha, Yashlim Kol HaTvila, he then should complete the entire Shemoneh Esrei, v'lo yafsik afa pi shekvar hispalel, and he should do this even if he's already davened Shemoneh Esrei, and he was the one doing this to be motzei somebody else. If you look here in the Bir Halacha, Yashlim Kol HaTvila, the Mishneh Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says over there in the Bir Halacha, nearly derot Saloma Belacha, she repeats the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei silently, he doesn't have to say that out loud. And all the other people can go and leave and go about their ways, Kemosha Kosev Alavush. They don't have to stick around for him to say the entire silent Shemoneh Esrei. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, Benusach Ashkenaz, Shashaliach Tziba Omer Liachar Kedusha Lador Vador, Kosev Harech HaShulchan Legaba Yochid Shalo Ispalel, Umispalel B'Korom, Shiomer Ata Kadosh, Kivin Shalador Vador, Niskan Davka L'Shaliach Tzibor. It's a very interesting idea when you have people saying this mini Shemoneh Esrei, so they say the first three brachos in the Kedusha, so how do you say the fourth bracha? So Ashkenazim who say in their private Shemoneh Esrei, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, Ata Kadosh, but in the public Shemoneh Esrei they say Lador Vador, so which one should they say? So the Orach HaShulchan says they should say Ata Kadosh, because it's not really a public Shemoneh Esrei, it's not a Chazaras HaShatz, you're only doing this to say the Kedusha, so therefore don't say Lador Vador. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Halicha Shlomo brings down Shiyom Lador Vador, and not Ata Kadosh, because the Nusach Lador Vador was Nikva L'Nusach Shel Kedusha B'Tzibur, because it's connected to the Kedusha, it's not just Chazaras HaShatz, that was set up for the Kedusha. And that is in fact what people do when we have the what we call a Hechesh Shemoneh Esrei, when you have the Chazan in the Beis Medrash, they often do this, and people that are, for whatever the reason, under pressure for time, so the Chazan just starts right off, right after Ashrei by Mincha, after the Kaddish, he says the first three brachas and the Kedusha out loud. So when the Chazan and Ashkenaz Minyan concludes the third bracha, he says Lador Vador. He doesn't say Ata Kadosh. Getting back to the Ramah adds, the person who started off and said the three brachos, so he has to repeat the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei, but everybody else is allowed to interrupt. They don't have to even hang out there. They can leave, as we just pointed out from the Bir Halacha, and they can interrupt. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Beis comments on this, and he says, they can go about their ways. Because they're really only there to make the minyan for the Kedusha. There doesn't need to be a minyan present for the person who said that first three brachos to have a minyan present for him to say the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Ramah continues, and he says, certainly, if that person is the one who said the three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, and he hasn't yet davened, or the Shema, and he hasn't yet said the entire Shema, shiyashlum tefilah. So now is the time for him to go complete his davening. And in doing it this way, he will have done it backwards. He will have said Shemoneh Esrei first, and now he's going to go back and say the other bracha of Kriyat Shema and the Kriyat Shema and the brachas after the Kriyat Shema. Nevertheless, this is the way he should do it, even though he won't be somech gula l'tefila. That's what the Beis Yosef brings down in the name of the Marai. In Sifkat and Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Rotz Lomar, the kol shekein de lo yafsik bazeh. He shouldn't interrupt over here. He should finish the Shemoneh Esrei. Mekivin shatvila tzrichalo b'shul atzma lo seis bazeh yidei tefila. Because he wasn't just saying it for the kedusha; he was saying it to be yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. So he certainly can't interrupt. Afal pisha yidei zeh yitzdarich achakach likro rak kriyashma v'lo yismoch gulu tefila. And as we already pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah stresses over here, even though he won't be somach gulu tefila. Nevertheless, he should do it in this fashion. Well, if he's there, you see from this, Odom Shinis Achel of Olubes HaKnesses, if a person comes late to Shuv, Lo Shama Baruch HaKdusha, and he didn't hear Baruch HaKdusha, V'choshe Shem Lo Ye'ach HaKach, Minyan Beveis HaKnesses She'gil HaTvila, and he's afraid, he came very late, the Minyan is leaving the Shul, he's not going to have the Minyan over there, so what should he do? Mutu Lifros V'lavo L'fnei HaTeva, V'lispalo Kol HaYuchetz Brachos, K'dei She'yuchal Lo MaKdusha. He should go jump in over there, and be pores the Shema over here. And only afterwards, he's done the mini Shemoneh Esrei, which he said out loud, the three brachos, finishes the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, and then he'll say the Kriyat Shema and the brachos without saying the Shemoneh Esrei together with that. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Mogen Avraham doesn't like this. And he says, you shouldn't do this l'chadchila, because it would be mevatel smichas gulu l'tfila mishum kedusha, which is not really ideal. And in the issue footnote number 11, he brings down the Bir Halacha later on in Simon Kuvtes, who specifically states this is wrong. Shesmichas gulu l'tfila adifa mikdusha, the connection between the brachos of Shema and Goal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei is stronger than the mitzvah, the requirement to say Kedusha. And he brings a beautiful raya from this, from later on in Shulchan Aruch, where he says, Osu lanos kedusha ben gula l'tfila. We already learned this in Simon Samach Bav, that a person is not allowed to interrupt between gula l'tfila to answer kedusha. So obviously, the smichas gula l'tfila is even more important than the answering of kedusha. So that's why l'chatrila, he shouldn't do this. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Eli yispalo kasedev yismoch gula l'tfila. He should daven in the right order, and even in this fashion, if he won't say Kedusha, he won't say Kedusha. If he has it, fine. If not, he won't have it. And he says to look in the Bir Halacha for a further discussion of this. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim adds, U'pashut b'shul prisa shma, in order to be yotzi this idea of prisa shma, people have to stay there. Im einu rotzim shari aneshim lahamtil lov yochol lidlok psuka de zimra. The people are asked by this latecomer, can you please stay here and let me say the entire Pesuk of the Zimra, and then I'll say Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Yotzer. They say, we're not hanging around that long. So what should he do in that situation? He can even skip most of the Pesuk of the Zimra, just say Baruch Shomer Ashri and Yishtabach, and then do the Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and the Yotzer. If they don't want to even stay for this, the Bir Halacha suggests just say a couple of psukim and then go right into Kaddish and Baruch Hu. But he says he's really not sure if this is a smart thing to do, because the brachos of Bir HaShomer and Yishtabach are early brachos. We talked about them when we learned those halachos. They're very important brachos. And he says, Alkei l'chora tov yosef shiaskel achakach miro shomer. So if he does do this, he just said a couple of psukim, and then he said Kaddish and Baruch Hu, so don't go to Yotzer, but go back to Baruch Shomer and start there from the beginning. And this way you get the best of both worlds. Of course, the best eitzah is not to come late to shul. Then the Rabbah states, V'asul hafzik bidvarim elu ben gula l'tvila. One is not allowed to interrupt anything between the gula and the tvila, or b'kriyashma v'yichasel, or in the middle of the psukim of kriyashma. V'lochein asul l'shliach tzibur l'hafzik. And likewise, it's also for the shliach tzibur to interrupt ben kriyashma l'tvila, between the gula l'tvila, or b'kriyashma itself v'yichasel, k'dei lifros al shma li'osun ha'boyen l'beis ha'knesses li'achash yispalu ha'korol, Kaddish Ubarchu. So if he's leading the tzibur and now a whole bunch of people come in late, so he shouldn't repeat it and interrupt, but he should keep on going. As long as he v'hiskel b'virchas yotzer, since he started yotzer, so therefore he can't interrupt and, so to say, do this precept shema for them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalit does point out, however, in lo hiskel, if he didn't yet say Yotzer or Chozer Yomer Baruch Hu Liosum Shabol the basic Knesses. He would technically be allowed to repeat Baruch Hu again for the latecomers that just came in. Back to the Ramah. Abu Birchas Arvish, she Rishus, but by Marv, which is technically Rishus, we pass and we'll learn about this much later on, that Marv today is a Chova. But technically, Marv is a Rishus. Yochel Hafsik Lotzi Achei Midechavosim. Here, one could technically interrupt in between and allow the people who came in late to be Yotze by his interruption by repeating the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tetzvav explains, Rosh Olomar ben Gula Tvila, even between the Gaal Yisrael and the Shmona Esrei, because the Hainu Achasim Birchas Hashkivenu, referring to at the conclusion of Hashkivenu, Belav Hochi Mavsikin Gam came Bipsukim, because we, Ashkenazim, also say, Baruch Hashem Liolam Omen V'yomen, and we interrupt with many Psukim, so therefore one could interrupt here to be Poris Al Hashma as well for the latecomers. But he didn't mean to suggest that you could interrupt in the emtsa of the prokim. That's not allowed. In Dirshu footnote number 12, he brings down, according to this, in Eretz Yisrael, for example, and as well as in Chutz Laaretz, in places that don't say Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen V'Amen, in Eretz Yisrael they follow the min of the Gra, which was not to say Baruch Hashem Liolam. Therefore, he brings down in the name of the Kafa Chaim, and as well as Shelus Uchuvus Evin Yisrael, Ein lahafsik gamli amiris baruchu. Then one would not be allowed to interrupt for the saying of baruchu in Eretz Yisrael, ben gula l'tvila by marv. The Ramah continues and he says, ish acher yochol lefros al shma o l'spal b'yasara kol l'tvila. Somebody else, however, would be allowed to interrupt and say the priestess shma or l'spal b'yasara kol l'tvila. Afilu ba'oso beis ha'knesses shekvar ispalu. And he tells us now a very interesting thing which many people are not aware of, that in the same shul you shouldn't have two minyanim one after the other. But he says here you could. Afilu ba'oso beis ha'knesses shekvar ispalu. In order to go and fulfill the obligation for people to hear these dvarim shebikdusha, you could have a second minyan after the first minyan. But the Ramah says, but don't have him daven in the same place. Don't have the first chazan, having stood in front of the bima over here, have another chazan a few minutes later or at a different minyan later, stand in the same place. Why? This looks like it's somehow a desecration of the first minyan. Oh, they weren't yotze, they didn't do it properly. That's why we now have to have a second minyan. Because it looks in this way that the first minyan didn't do it right. It's like taking out a second Sefer Torah. It's a pagam on the first Sefer Torah. And he brings this down in the name of the Chuvas Mari Mintz. However, the Ramah then says, V'nira li, it appears to me, Davko Shadayin Harishon Vesa Knesses Elo Shishlimu Sidram. This is only true if the first minyan people are still there. And they finished their davening. And now another minyan goes up while they're still there. That looks bad. Avolim Yotzer Rishonim. You have a 6 o'clock minion. They're long gone by the time the 8 o'clock minion starts. That's not a problem. Avolim Yotzer Rishonim. Yuchal Amur Chazan Ach B'Mokum Sh'Amad Rishon. Then you can have a minion davening in the same room at the same Amud. And this doesn't pose a problem over here that it looks like it's a Gnai on the first minion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin writes, Yotzu Horishonim. V'hu Adinim Hu Kvius Shiyispalu B'zeh Mishnah gives us a tremendous leniency over here. His heter is that this is the standard way they do it. They have a 6 o'clock minion, they have a 6:30 minion, they have a 7 o'clock minion. You have these places where you have one minion right after the other, and multiple rooms going on minyanim every few minutes. Ein kpeda, this is not a problem, and you can do this. So Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah here is the tremendous leniency that allows a shul to have multiple minyanim, even if they're in the same base medrash, one after the other, it's not a problem. And he brings us down the name of the Mogin Yiborim, the Shagas Aryeh. In Sivkot and Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sha'amad, he stands in the same place as the first chazan, the Lo'od, and furthermore, Elim ein chazen l'achronim, yochel afilu chazen arishon l'spalo shenis, l'hotzi gam ho'achronim. He brings down the levush of the Magen Avraham, that even the first chazen who davened in the first minion, there's nobody else capable of davening, he's allowed to daven again to be motzi the other people. Again, in those days, the chazen really was motzi people, so the same chazen can even daven at the second minion. The chazan doesn't have to stand up there for the entire time for that Shemona Esrei. When he reaches the points that the tzibur needs him, he says the kaddish and baruchu. And then they can say over there the rest of the davening. Why? Nowadays, everybody knows how to daven. The chazan really wasn't being motzi to them, so the chazan will say over there, the kaddish and the baruch hu, and then this chazan doesn't have to say the silent shmon esrei, he'll just say the chazar sashatz for all those people afterwards. Sivkat Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the first minion is no longer there. If they read from the Sefer Torah, it's a Monday or Thursday, they can't read it the second minion. The reason for this, the Mishpatei Shmuel says, it looks like that the first Sefer Torah is no good, and that's why they have to read it again. People will say, that's why they brought out a second Sefer Torah. It's the same Sefer Torah. He says, if it's the same Sefer Torah, it still doesn't help because the people won't know that. The people in the first minion, people will say, the first minion Sefer Torah was different than the second minion Sefer Torah, even if it wasn't, and it's going to be a pagam on the first Sefer Torah. And it's also going to be a potential that people can say the first minion they weren't yotzei the kriya satorah. That's why if everybody went home from the first minion, for example, you have a vesikin minion, and then you have a later minion, or if it's well known that this shul has a 6 o'clock minion, a 6:30 minion, a 7 o'clock minion, etc., ain't paid. Then likewise over here too, it's not a problem. This is all minhag. None of this is really technically osir. The only time it really would be a concern would be if somebody who got an aliyah in the first meeting then got an aliyah at the second meeting because it looks like the first aliyah wasn't good. And likewise, this would only be if there was no interruption in between them, as we'll learn in Simon Kuf Mem Dalad. Here, there's an hour in between the minyanim. And it's a totally other minyan. And Lachush was Eliklum. We don't have to really be concerned about this. Finally, Siv Beis. Suma, a blind person, Afa Pishalo Rab Oros Miyama, even though he's never seen in his entire life, is allowed to be Poris al Hashma and say, Umavarech Yotzer Hami Oros, the one who created all the lights, even though he's never seen them. Why? Shunene b'ma'oros. He does get hanor from the light, even though he personally doesn't. Sharoa macherim, because other people can see by the light. Shiaru haderech asher yelech ba, and they can show him how to walk properly, so he doesn't stumble and trip. Sivkot in your test, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'gam yuchol leri lifnei atevel l'tvila, and he likewise is allowed to be the chazan even, as we learned early in Siman Nun Gimel, and look at the Mishnah Berurah there. Yesh lamno l'kotu shaloi for us alashma. We don't allow a cotton to do this. Poris al Hashma that we've been talking about. However, umiyu kosher gil yudgimu shanim ein medakti mevi shtei saros. But we don't look to check if somebody has physiological maturity as long as they're a bar mitzvah. The brachos kriyashma the rabbanon, because this is only a din the rabbanon, and therefore we can be makel on it. And that concludes this very important sermon and today's shir.